Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Another 85 people died in New York City from coronavirus in the last day, bringing the total number to 365. Confirmed cases in the city now top 23,000. Mayor de Blasio talked about the ongoing crisis on ABC's Good Morning America and said we need to be prepared for the long haul.
The truth is we have, again, the supplies for this week and next. We got to make sure every hospital is getting them to their extraordinary, heroic medical personnel, the nurses, doctors, everyone in those hospitals, because the supplies are here. We got to make sure everyone gets them when they need them. But again, not too long from now, I may not be able to say that.
The mayor predicts the outbreak will remain at crisis level through April and May, and he says the president does Americans no good by giving them false hope that the country will be able to reopen by Easter. The operator of a subway train was killed this morning in a fire. It happened on an Uptown No. 2 train in Harlem at the 110th Street Lenox Avenue station. The motorman was found on the tracks. More than a dozen people were injured, and four are hospitalized in critical condition. One is listed as serious. NYPD Detective Brian McGee says the cause of the fire remains under investigation, and there are also investigations into the cause of several other fires nearby.
Right now, we're investigating several things. There were other fires that we're looking at that we have to see is connected to this on 86th Street and 96th Street within the transit system. We're looking at that. We're also looking at a fire on 116th Street as we speak.
The Transit Workers Union has now identified the train operator as 36-year-old Garrett Goebel. It may have begun in China, but the United States now has the sad distinction of being the country with the most cases of coronavirus. The U.S. total is closing in on 86,000. China still has more deaths, about 3,300 compared to 1,300 in the U.S. New York is the center of the outbreak in the United States with nearly 39,000 cases and 466 deaths. The House is in session, and it's expected to vote today on the $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill. Majority Leader Steny Hoyer.
This bill, Mr. Speaker, which is phase three of our effort, will increase unemployment insurance benefits to those furloughed or laid off, while expanding eligibility to include the self-employed and contract workers, and send checks to most Americans and to help them get through this difficult period.
Treasury Secretary Mnuchin says one-time payments of up to $1,200 should start going out in the next 3 weeks to most Americans who file individual tax returns. Those who file jointly will get $2,400. Our Glenn Schuck has been following up daily with the directors at Holy Name Hospital in Teaneck, and here's his latest report.
With more than 1,200 confirmed cases of the coronavirus here in Bergen County to date, Holy Name Hospital continues to be the center of this. With at least 115 confirmed or suspected cases of the virus, patients inside the hospital. Now, like most facilities around the country, supplies are a major concern. The chief medical officer, Dr. Adam Jarrett, says he did get some good news this morning.
I got a lead on 10 more ventilators, and I'm going to pick them up tomorrow. So we've been very, very fortunate that my team has been able to go out and get supplies. We're also beginning to get a large amount of supplies from the community, gowns, gloves.
In terms of critical care nursing,
we have nurses who are not typically doing critical care nursing every day, but are OR nurses or anesthesia care nurses, post-anesthesia care nurses, and they are doing a terrific job filling in and rotating.
Another key component here, on-site testing, will begin on Monday. They'll do 100 a day to ease on the strain of sending out tests to outside labs. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Teaneck.
The boardwalk at Long Beach, Long Island has been closed until further notice. Officials say they don't want people gathering there and possibly transmitting the virus. Gates are now up from New York to Neptune Avenues, but the beach is open and people are reminded to practice social distancing.